Yes, the mighty Quinn, Nick Quinn from the Herald Sun, thanks to tab.com.au, RSN's very own. Mind you, ahead of a massive weekend of racing and sport. Thanks for joining us, Quinny.
No, thanks very much, Scotty. And it's going to be a massive weekend. As you said, we get to see the mighty Mare Winx finally return. We thought we might have seen her a fortnight ago, but it wasn't to be. And there's been a history-making bet on her placed in the last 24 hours. The biggest ever single bet Tab has taken on Winx, a bet of $108,000. She's very, very short odds. Now, that was placed at odds of $1.06. She subsequently eased ever so slightly out to $1.10, but she's still all the race to resume from a spell with a win in the Chipping Norton Stakes, which is race number 6 on the program. Prized Icon has been stacked 15 into 12, and we have Stampede at 15, Classic Uniform at 31, but the Mighty Mare expected to be too good once again, and who knows, this could catapult her campaign, which does take her to Royal Ascot.
As you say, Starman, the belated return of Winx, $1.10, tab.com.au, fixed odds, Prized Icon at 12, Stampede at 15, Classic Uniform at 31. So what do you see as the biggest threat? Is it Winx being first up and obviously maybe a little bit vulnerable? Obviously, we saw a very close finish first up last time. I've got a funny feeling about Prized Icon for some reason, Quinny, but do you think Winx and Winx alone will be winning this race?
Something would have to go drastically wrong for Winx not to win. She just should have absolute panels on this field. And she's faced some pretty tough fields when resuming and when second up and potentially vulnerable in the past, but I don't think that's the case here. I think she should be way too good, and obviously that's why she's such a short quote.
And we'll get to the Australian Guineas at Fabulous Flemington and a ripping card at headquarters very shortly, Quinny, but what else can you look at up there at Royal Randwick?
Look, I think there's a couple of good things on the program at Randwick. I do think the Randwick program is much more punter-friendly than the Flemington card, which is terrific, but very, very hard indeed. But I think we can get the cash with race 3, number 2, Santos. This is a very progressive 2-year-old colt, who I do think will be too good from the Gay Waterhouse stable. Should go straight to the front and just have a fitness edge and class edge over his rivals and could propel himself right into the golden slipper picture with a win. So happy to roll the dice nice and early on race 3, number 2, Santos. And despite the betting drift, I'm pretty confident Elise will be too good in race 7. She has drawn a little bit awkwardly, and as a result, she's eased from 2 out to 250. Shamook was heavily back to beat her last start, and those two ran the Quinella. I anticipate that will happen again. So we have Shoals at 10 with Frolic, but race 7, number 2, Elise, the second of the good things there at Randwick. You can maybe multi them together. Take $5 of the double. I think that will be a winning prize.
Might have to multi him there, Quinny. I want some more value, Nick Quinn. From the Herald Sun, thanks to tab.com.au here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. What about at Fabulous Flemington? Obviously, the feature race, the Australian Guineas. And I don't mind wanting a bit of value here, Quinny, but take the floor.
Look, if you find the winner here, the value will take care of itself because Cliff's Edge now a 460 favourite from Grunt at 550. And both those two runners have drawn awkwardly. Aloysia a 750 chance. For mine, the jury's still out on her. I thought she trialled a little bit poorly, and then her first up run was workmanlike, but she probably didn't just show that blistering turn of foot that we did see last campaign. Addictive Nature, the Bjorn Baker runner, a fascinating form reference through the Sydney feature races, is an $11 chance. Mighty Boss at 12. I'm not a big Mighty Boss fan. This was the horse that won the Caulfield Guineas at 100-1. And for mine, I did compare him to Vanilla Ice because he might just be a bit of a one-hit wonder, so I'm happy to take him on. Main Stage has been well back, $21 into 13. We have Peaceful State at 13. I think Peaceful State's over the odds. This was the horse that was all the talk on the back of that dominant Sandown victory 2 starts ago. It was a little bit flat at Flemington last start, but as a result, it's drifted from 7 out to 13 to win this race, and I think that's an overreaction. I like two runners at $19, Villamont and Lavendi. Now, Lavendi won the Carbine Club Stakes at Flemington over this trip in the spring and with all the talk to come out and do exactly what we expect to see on Saturday, and that's win the Australian Guineas on the back of a fair performance in the Auden Stakes won by Holly Snow. He's been an alarming betting drifter, and he did cross the line pretty much in sync with Villamont, and those two at around the $19, if they can recapture the form that we did see in the spring. We saw Villamont win the Sandown Guineas, came from last to first in the blink of an eye. I do think those two represent some value. So they're my longer price plays on the race. Scotty, what do you like?
Well, great segue there, Starman, because I think one that's well over the odds at $18 at the moment on the tab.com.au fixed odds might have come in slightly there is Bring Me the Roses. Bring Me Roses. I think that's a massive show.
Look, I wouldn't talk you out of Bring Me Roses. It's drawn really nice. They should get a cheap run. Ran a nice second to Rimram last start at Flemington. Was runner-up to Pino in the VRC Oaks. And did win over this trip in the Edward Manifold in the spring as well at about a $21 quote. My only slight concern is that's her only victory. She's had seven race starts but just the one win. But you can't pop the form in any way, shape or form. And I do think she'll be there when the whips are cracking.
About $5 or $6 a place there at tab.com.au as well. There is Bring Me Roses in the Australian Guineas. Nick Quinn, the one and only Nick Quinn from the Herald Sun. Thanks to tab.com.au. All things horse racing, a bit of sport very shortly as well. Maybe a bit of harness racing and also the greyhounds. A couple of big races later tonight here on RSN 927. But what else do you like there at Fabulous Flemington Starman?
Look, it's a really hard day. I do like a horse earlier on in the program, race 3, number 1, Fragonard. This horse resumed from a spell by running 4th as a popular second elite behind Prussian Vixen. Goes from 1,200 back to 1,100, which I do like because I think this horse is a real 1,000 to 1,200 metre horse, but the 1,100 just sits sweetly in that range. This horse won impressively 2 starts ago at Moonee Valley and has a nice Sandown victory in April of last year as well. So from the James Cummings stable, 12 starts for 5 wins, drawn nicely in gate 1, and I do think can be a nice little way for punters to get the day up and running. That's race 3, number 1, Fragonard. At bigger odds, I'm going to have something each way on race 5, number 13, Big Sir. From the Colin Little stable, this is the final relation to El Segundo, the younger brother of El Segundo, who won very nicely at Ballarat 2 starts ago and worked home strongly at the same track last start. Luke Nolan takes the ride. Barrier 12 is probably not ideal, but I reckon Luke Nolan might be able to just work into about a midfield position in the run, and this horse has got quite a nice turn of foot, so at about the $15 quote, I'm going to have something each way there. He can hopefully be my longer price play for the day, Scotty. But as I alluded to, it is a tough day. The most intriguing runner on the program, race 6, number 4, Poetic Dream. This is a former German horse now with the Hayes-Davenick stable. Has been nominated for some big races, including the Queen Elizabeth Stakes and also the Doncaster Mile. Has been the best backed runner in the first leg of the quaddie. 350 into 310. Trialled nicely, and I dare say with their smoke, there's fire. Regan Bayless, the jockey, riding in terrific order and hopefully can register another victory here.
Can't wait for a massive day of horse racing, Quinny. And also, as I mentioned there, the harness racing, if you recovered, obviously the Cranbourne Cup in the World of Harness Race later tonight, but if you recovered from Lazarus getting nutted not just once, but twice, mate.
Yeah, he's had a busy campaign, the mighty Lazarus, hasn't he? Obviously, he is a superstar, and we want to see our superstars racing, but it is a good program at Cranbourne tonight, as you alluded to. Race number 5, I do think number 2, Sparkling Success, should be too good. Won't be any crash odds. Might be about $1.90, I reckon, but that's probably my best bet on the Cranbourne card. But that's your neck of the woods, Scotty. Have you got one for us, maybe at a longer price?
Oh, not quite yet, mate, but along your line of thinking, mate, the Meadows, I think you could probably multi, you reckon, in the Super Stayers final into the Australian Cup final, $1.65 at tab.com.au. Fanta Bale into Roarability at $2.60, tab.com.au. That'll be a nice little $5, a few coins on that one, mate.
Well, Fanta Bale's $1.60, and I don't normally do this, but I'm going to tip against the hot favourite in the feature race at the Meadows. I think number 4, Ripping Sam, at around the $2.50 quote. This pub looks very progressive, and I'm going to have something, maybe even a dollar each way, although it won't be $2 to place because Fanta Bale's going to be so, so short. But Ripping Sam for mine might save on the Quinella with Fanta Bale, but I'm going to tip a bit of an upset there and tip the $1.60 favourite to go down in the Stain feature in the Australian Cup final. My goodness, what an open race. Roarability at $2.60, Chase and Crackers at $3.40, Hecton Bale at $5. I've changed my mind about half a dozen times here, but I have settled on the 4, Roarability.
We can't wait, of course, for it all to unfold today, Quinny, and the return of the mighty mare, Winks, albeit belatedly there in the Chipping Norton in Sydney. As I said, I don't mind Prized Icon at the $12, but might take the field because I'd hate to see Winks get beaten and something else beat it when you're not on it. But obviously, as I said, Bring Me Roses, I reckon, at $18 at tab.com.au in the Australian Guineas at Flemington. But plenty of ripping tips from the one and only Starman, Nick Quinn from the Herald Sun, thanks to tab.com.au. Is there anything we can multiply it into for the weekend in the world of sport? Obviously, we've just had a big night at the Valley. The cricket's on at the moment there in South Africa, and also the A-League, a massive derby earlier tonight, but still plenty of EPL, NBL, NBA, tennis, AFL, AFLW to get stuck into, mate. So what do you like in terms of those markets?
Well, I'm going to have a couple of premiership bets on the AFL. I think Richmond at $7 and GWS at $9. They're the two early speculative bets I'm going to have. And I love betting on the season over and under win line. I think Richmond will win more than 12.5 games. But my best bet in that category, Collingwood under 11.5 wins for the season. They've got a very, very tough start to the season. And they've looked pretty poor in the pre-season. I know it's only the pre-season, but I dare say some concerning signs for Pies supporters. So I'm going to pull their coattail a little bit and take the $1.95 on Collingwood to win under 11.5 games. I'm surprised it's the outsider there in the two-horse race.
Just on that, actually, Quinny, I don't mind Brisbane at the over 6.5. I think there's a lot to like about them, and they might even notch an upset victory in round one, unfortunately, against my Saners, I think, there at Etihad. What do you think about Brisbane over 6.5 at tab.com.au wins for the season?
Yeah, you're getting $2.10 as well, so certainly not a bad price there if you want to take the lines. And we often see that, don't we, where the teams that do have the low totals and are expected to struggle might come out and be competitive and win a few games more than anticipated. And some of the other teams had had the line very high. And I'm not tipping either of these teams will fall off the perch, but you've got Adelaide at 14.5, Sydney at 14.5, GWS at 13.5, Geelong a similar number there at 14.5. So those teams are expected to win a lot of games, but it doesn't always pan out that way.
Well, plenty of golf as well, and also Super Rugby. The NRL starting on Thursday night, and the mighty Melbourne Storm, their 20-year dinner is tonight as well. So a ripping night there. And Lazarus, Glenn Lazarus is there. Sorry to bring up Lazarus again, Starman, but good luck and happy punting, mate, and bring on the footy and the smorgasbord of sport and racing over the weekend.
Thanks very much, Scotty. I'll speak to you soon.